Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? And 6:31. And 48 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, Jay and Matt, and where is Mr. Iraqi? He's outside the booth. Otherwise, we had enough for a quorum. What is it? And what it is, 1-877-337-6666, right until the Nets pregame. 7:15 here on your fan, New York City.
I'm pretty numb right now, but definitely I got outcoached, and I didn't do nearly good enough for a football team.
Goff, guns in, knocked out of the hands.
LA, city in the sun.
Take the end around. It's Roby Coleman making the quick stick on Burkhead. We do have a marker on the field.
Personal foul, defense, number 56.
I wish I would have played better. I wish we would have played better on offensively as a whole. You know, I wish I could have had a million plays back, but there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to learn and move forward.
3rd and 7, ball deflected at the line, and it might have been a dangerous throw anyway. Goff throws it off his back foot. Incomplete.
You know, it eats at you because you feel like you didn't do your part to help them.
Goff. Flushed out, and he is long to his knees.
It kills. It's terrible, and you know, there are some good things you can take from it.
Oh, my goodness, this could be the longest punt in Super Bowl history.
Waiting for a good stat like that.
That's it. That's the highlight of the game. It is.
Boring.
But right now, there's nothing.
Eight. How many consecutive possessions ending in a punt for Hecker?
I never enabled us to get into a rhythm offensively.
Goff taken down by Hightower. 3rd and 5. Goff has not completed a third down throw. Now 0-for-6.
I think a lot of it was a result of some of the things they did, but then also the play selection.
3rd and 22 with a handoff, and no place to run for Gurley. Drilled in back of the line of scrimmage, and a big hit right there by the terrific Trey Flowers. Here's 4th down. Here's another punting unit coming up for the Rams on a loss of 2 on that play.
Goff steps up. He's going for the big ball. To the end zone! It's knocked out of his hands.
Goff in the shotgun. Play clock at 2 as he takes this snap, 2nd and 10. Off his back foot, he throws the ball right side. It's intercepted at the 5-yard line that Goff put up for grabs.
The New England Patriots have won their 2nd Super Bowl championship in the last 3 years.
I feel like, you know, you're responsible for the offense for putting up more points and doing a better job. You know, that's where I really feel like I let our team down today.
And, of course, lowlights from a low-scoring game. In a supersized NFL, here is the MVP, the smallest, the lightest man on the field, somebody who would never light it up at the NFL Combine. He has the ability to get open in a walk-in closet. And all those athletes with the power and the speed of lightning couldn't guard him. Couldn't catch him. His final word after the game, L'chaim. And a gridiron Maccabee, says the New Jersey Advance Media. Tom Brady did not have the greatest of all-time game, did he? Apparently working with regulation-sized footballs doesn't make him very comfortable. Here's what we learned about football on Sunday. Bill Belichick knows more than the rest of us, and that's coaches and players and fans and media. The stage was set after 30 minutes for the young matinee idol from Hollywood, to make the greatest halftime adjustment since Justin Timberlake. Whatever adjustments were made, adjustments to those adjustments were made by the guy with the biggest sweatshirt bin in the country. Speaking of halftime, nice gesture, I think we would all admit, by Adam Levine of Maroon 5, taking off his shirt, honoring millions of bettors in America losing theirs. You know what we saw from Tom Brady, and you heard it, we all heard it. It was, of course, the business with politics, and we heard that audible. Reagan, Reagan, and of course, Tony Romo chiming right in with, that means run to the right. In practice, by the way, the audible was Bush. Bush confusing Gronkowski. He wanted to know which one. And who knew, by the way, this is what we all learned watching the Super Bowl Sunday. Who knew that Budweiser brews its beer with wind power? Don't blame the Democrats for putting coal miners out of work. It's Budweiser. Some might tell you wind power also runs the government. And let's credit Roger Goodell. Here we so misread him, and we all thought we know what kind of a commissioner he is. No, no. Let's credit Roger Goodell and the NFL for all they do for social justice. And wouldn't you know it, cameras happened to show up at Martin Luther King's church when Roger and his entourage showed up as well. What a coincidence. And no doubt, I mean, time prevented any mention of the man who set in motion this social justice issue. And don't say sports and politics don't mix and mesh. Yes, we all heard with the Brady yelling with the Reagan, and we know from Gronk getting confused, so it was going to be with Bush, and so a little bit of politics, a little bit of sports does mix and mesh. If Edelman was the MVP for the game, let's give Johnny Hecker MVP honors for being the offensive weapon for the Rams. He with more touches in the first half than Gurley and C.J. Anderson combined. And by the way, does anybody know the whereabouts of Todd Gurley? I think we need to call in Agatha Christie or Nancy Drew to solve the mystery of Todd Gurley. Inquiring minds demand answers. And Steve Young said before the game, Belichick plays chess with everybody else checkers. Checkmate, as Brady checking down more than once during the course of the game. And what can you say that hasn't been said or seen regarding Van Noy and Hightower and Gilmore? And that six men on the line look had Goff looking for help that never came. Goff looking lost and never found. Goff came close to a touchdown pass, but McCourty was able to get as close to the ball as Cooks, and the Rams, of course, were cooked. In Hollywood, grandparents are going to be able to tell their grandchildren they saw the longest punt in Super Bowl history. Now, of course, those grandchildren will no longer look at their grandparents as normal and adjusted folks ever again. Let's hope someday the NFL can adopt rules that favors more offensive excitement. Somebody needed to tell the youngest coach to reach February football that when you have a 3rd-and-22, giving the ball to a comatose Todd Gurley for a single yard is not the right play call. Apparently, McVay was only setting up Johnny Hecker for another punt. And, of course, Gronkowski. he was pretty much invisible until Brady was to change the game plan, going from the smallest man in the huddle to one of the tallest. Brady to Gronkowski for the 29 to the 2-yard line, and Michelle 4-10 to 3 with 7 minutes to go. And then Gilmore with the pick, and that was pretty much it for your red zone. Well, certainly before the Gilmore with the pick, but Michelle into the end zone. One red zone appearance from the two teams the entire game. And by the way, when it was fourth and one, or actually less than that, when it was fourth and inches, how many wanted the hooded one to go for it? When the stars of the show were on the defensive side of the ball, the choice for three was the right one, making it a two-score game over and out with 1:31 to go. So the Patriots starting out, and you got the impression early, really early on, like the first time Brady threw a pass, you got the impression right away that maybe it was going to be a Ram day. Because the Patriots, what is it? They started out with the pick, a field goal miss, a sack, two timeouts taken in the first quarter, and in the second quarter on that fourth and one, Hightower with the tipping of the tipping of the pass, that didn't make it on that fourth and one. So, and then they ended up losing Chung for the game, and still, with all of the bad things that were going on right away for the Patriots, they still had Hollywood right where they wanted them, defenseless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.